This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Israel's foreign minister is blaming Iran for an attack on a tanker that left two of its crew members, a Briton and a Romanian, dead. Foreign Minister Yair Lapid said in a statement Friday that Iranian terrorism was responsible for the attack Thursday. There was no immediate reaction by Iran to the Israeli accusation. The Mercer Street, a medium-sized tanker, was headed for a bunkering port and oil terminal in the United Arab Emirates from Dar es Salaam in Tanzania, according to Refinitiv Ship Tracking. London-based Zodiac said on its website the attack on the Liberian-flagged Japanese-owned ship was suspected piracy, adding that it was still under investigation. Zodiac, which is owned by the wealthy Israeli Ofer family, said the ship was sailing under the control of its crew and on power to a safe location with a U.S. naval escort. The United Nations says its compound in Herat, Afghanistan, was attacked Friday with rocket-propelled grenades and gunfire, killing an Afghan police guard and wounding other officers. Deborah Lyons, the head of the UN assistance mission in Afghanistan, called the attack deplorable. A UN statement from the Secretary General reiterated that such attacks against its personnel and facilities are prohibited under international law and may amount to war crimes. The United States also condemned the attack. The Taliban said in a statement that UN personnel could have been caught in a crossfire between its fighters and government forces, but the UNAMA compound in Herat was not under any threat. Intense fighting around the city has been ongoing since late Wednesday. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News.